preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on Monday, March 5th, 2018. I'm James Kelso in North Dakota, and Paul Fromm with us in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
We've got some more good Patriot news for you today, the developments in the last 24 hours. We were anticipating the Italian election, which took place yesterday, but we had no results yesterday. Well, we have results, and they're really good. Here we go. Andrew Marr says the Italian election yesterday delivers an even bigger blow than Brexit to the European Union. So, which is good. Brexit's one of our great victories in the Patriot cause. Italian election results. The five-star movement is a political earthquake threatening Europe, expert warns. And here's another headline. Coalition members agree to Salvini becoming next Italian prime minister.
Wow.
Italian election winners Forza Italia and Fratelli d'Italia, the Italian Brothers of Italy, announced they will support the candidacy of Eurosceptic Lega, formerly Lega Nord, Northern League, but now just League, leader Matteo Salvini after a resounding victory at the polls. And further it says, Fratella d'Italia leader Giorgia Meloni said her party was committed to seeing Eurosceptic Matteo Salvini receive the opportunity to form the next Italian government. The center-right coalition, led by controversial former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, won 37% of the vote at the Italian election yesterday. Ms. Meloni confirmed she will ask Italian President Sergio Mattarella to give Mr. Salvini the mandate, saying, quote, the first thing we need to do when we meet with President Mattarella is to tell him that our personal point of view is that the forming of a new government is up to the center-right coalition. According to a rule we agreed upon inside the coalition, the role of prime minister must go to Matteo Salvini. Fratella d'Italia will respect that commitment.
Oh, this is huge. And this is the first, well, I guess with the exception of Austria, but this is the first major European nation to have a strong nationalist government. Major in Eastern Europe, yes, but Italy is the third largest economy in the European Union. It now looks as though it will have a Eurosceptic and nationalist government. And Salvini apparently said that he would, if he took power, he would deport all 600,000 illegals who have just barged into Italy or floated into Italy in the past few years. And they're a major source of crime, degradation of cities, dreadful behavior. In fact, on my own show, I used an item about a week ago of a Nigerian who was arrested for publicly roasting a dog at a refugee camp in one of the southern Italian cities. And his excuse was, well, we do that all the time in my country. Italians are disgusted by the collaborators at the top who allow this invasion. And in fact, in some cases, facilitated it. And yes. The worm has turned.
Well, the story continues. With the new Italian electoral law, if no party or coalition reaches a majority, it will be up to President Mattarella to decide which party or coalition will be given the chance to form a government post-election. And now, folks, why does this matter to us Americans? Well, it matters a whole lot because, as Paul said, Italy is a bigger economy than you might think. It's a bigger story than you might think. It is a powerhouse in Europe in terms of its industrial output and its the size of its economy. Germany, France, and Britain are in the lead, but Italy comes right up after them.
Yeah, Germany number one, France somewhat behind, and just behind France, Italy. I mean, Italy, isn't always recognized for its industrial power, but it deserves to be automobile manufacturing, all sorts of high-quality designer goods. The Italians are master engineers and artisans. So it's a big economy. This is a colossal kick in the solar plexus to the globalists.
Yes, and dubbed the Italian Farage. Of course, the reference there is to Nigel Farage. And I like the way, I think Nigel himself says it. He says Farage, Nigel Farage. dubbed the Italian Farage for his anti-Europeanism, Mr. Salvini has vowed to make, and in his own word, extreme reforms to European laws if elected. He has threatened the EU with the possibility of an Italian exit. And pledged in his party's manifesto to, quote, defend Italian borders from the invasion of illegal immigrants.
And that is, of course, the right terminology. Some of the press information we're probably both reading from uses the word migrants. They're not migrants. They're not birds. I'm a bird watcher, and a migrant is a bird that got blown off its migratory course. These guys... off their course. These are invaders. They knowingly try to enter another country. And the Europeans are fed up with them.
He goes on, focusing his electoral campaign on fighting illegal immigration and protecting Italy from the EU's unfair, his word, financial laws. Mr. Salvini has often criticized both Eurocrats' calls for greater integration and the euro, which he blasted as a German currency. Ms. Meloni called on all members of the coalition to stand by Mr. Salvini in order to secure the right to form the next government of Italy. Speaking to Italian broadcaster La Seven, she continued, "I heard from Salvini and I congratulated him for the objectively great results. What matters at the moment is that all three members of the coalition share the same plans. If that were not to happen, we would miss the chance to form a government." And the Forza Italia also came out in support of the Eurosceptic leader, Salvini, after a private meeting between Mr. Berlusconi and Mr. Salvini. Writing on Twitter, Forza Italia said, "This afternoon, President Berlusconi met Matteo Salvini, congratulating him he has confirmed that thanks to this result, the center-right powers will strengthen the coalition, which will need to obtain a mandate to govern Italy to restart the country, unquote. Speaking to La Repubblica, Mr. Salvini joined in the calls of his coalition partners, saying it was up to the Lega, that's Salvini's party, to form the next Italian government. Berlusconi said, Salvini said, the government is up to us. Lega won from within the coalition and will remain as leader of the center right. I think that's actually Berlusconi speaking. Within the center right, everyone is happy. We have a coalition that won and can govern. That's Berlusconi speaking. And that's a big, big deal, folks. Berlusconi is not eligible to be prime minister.
Berlusconi is a very important person. He was massively demonized over the last decade, and we won't go into the demonization. He's a very colorful character, but these are other things he said, and he's hitting the nail right on the head. He called the huge invasion of the past few years a social bomb ready to explode in Italy. He went on to say immigration has become an urgent question because after years with a left-wing government, there are 600,000 illegals who don't have the right to stay. He pledged to deport the illegals. We consider it to be an absolute priority to regain control over the situation. In other words, regain control of the Italian borders, just as Donald Trump has said. We've got to build the wall. We've got to. They can't just keep pouring in on their own say so. We've got to say who comes and who does not come.
Yeah. So great, folks. This is a great development for us in the Patriot cause. And I love this, Paul, that as various European countries participate in this nationalist populist revolt against the world order that has reigned for half a century and more, the various nations will, just like a horse race, swaps will pull into the lead, and then native dancer by a nose, and now it's citation. Of course, I'm mixing up horses who could never have run against each other. But so the Italians have nosed ahead of the rest of us in this, and that's what Stephen Bannon was noting in our coverage yesterday. He said the Italians have actually leapt ahead of the Brits with their Brexit and us Americans with our Trump phenomenon. Because they've really, as Paul said, they have now actually, well, it's not a done deal, but it looks like the bricks are all in place for this to happen. They have formed a government that is taking a really hard, good patriot stand. And what's the difference here with Donald Trump is that Donald Trump is an instance of winning the presidency. But for the Italians, if they form the Salvini government, they have a government, not just a presidency, but they actually control the legislation, and they can get their program pushed through. Donald Trump is still battling against the never-Trumpers and the neocons in the Republican Party. He's doing a very good job, and we'll get to an instance of that in just a moment. We'll talk about his latest presidential initiative, which is to try to strengthen American steel and American aluminum, making the very nationalist point that without a steel industry, America doesn't have an industry. You have to have a steel industry. You have to have an aluminum industry. And we'll listen to Donald Trump's point man on trade, who is Peter Navarro, the author of Death by China.
Yeah. Here's a very short commentary by a kind of a sister publication in Europe called This Is Europa. This is a very part of the commentary on the election.
Yeah.
It's an enormous setback for the rooted refugee recruiters. Early results suggest that the European Union regime squatting malevolently in Brussels could find its mandate evaporating. Juncker, that's the president of the EU, in the bunker, and Merkel madness could soon be certifiable, leaving just the globalist media to deal with.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
I thought so.
And the headlines are all in this direction, folks. Here's a headline. Victory for Eurosceptic populist parties shocks the establishment in Europe. This is reported in the Telegraph. So the British papers are covering the story this way. This is the common headline right there. And Italian voters, here's the Telegraph, have flocked to anti-establishment Eurosceptic parties and rejected mainstream traditional political parties. And so very, very good on all those fronts. So let's listen for a moment here to, if I can just switch over, we'll bounce back and forth between these stories as something to talk about in today's show. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let me get that caller board up on my screen so I can see you. There you are. And we actually have a caller, Chuck, in Texas on the line right now. Let's go to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, what's on your mind?
Well, I mean, here we are talking about foreign nations. And as if you recall me, I'm not a fan of Trump anymore. While I did everything I could to get him elected, I wanted your take on taking our guns before we have any legal action taken. I wanted to get your input. Is there, at any point, are you going to realize that this man is not what he sold us on?
Okay, Chuck, that's a very topical question. That's something we've been talking about this week, of course. So thank you for raising that point. And I have a good response for you. All of the brouhaha over Donald Trump wanting to take the guns and then go to due process after he takes the guns is based on a myth. It's based on a fantasy. Donald Trump never said any such thing. Donald Trump has never advocated any such thing. It all comes from, in the course of
video.
Yes, I'm going to comment on the exact moment. He's talking at a table with a bunch of people. And he's not saying, I want to take America's guns. He never says that. He is referring to, and this is very firmly established in law. There are many areas of law where emergency action is.
So, this is all right there. Okay, stop.
No, Chuck, Chuck.
No, you're going to make excuses no matter what this guy does. No matter what he does.
Hang on.
We've been betrayed.
Chuck, hang on. We'll get you a radio show, and then you can cut me off, okay? But until then, let me finish my sentence. What Donald Trump was referring to is that in situations like these shooters, these crazed shooters, when the police have all the information they know, all the information they need, they've got the guy's mother saying, my son is crazy. He wants to kill people. They've got fellow students. He's putting notices up on social media. I want to kill people. I want to be a school shooter. Donald Trump is in that case, not your case, Chuck, not mine or any other normal Americans. Hang on. That's exactly what he was referring to. And he was saying that the police were remiss. They were derelict in their duty. When they knew all this, the Sheriff's Department of Broward County made 39 visits based on complaints to this guy's house. And they had more than enough information to do exactly what Donald Trump was saying needed to be done. Hang on, Chuck.
You're pushing a false premise. You're pushing a false premise. The police have judges on call all the time for warrants, for issuing things if they ask them to.
Hang on, Chuck. We'll be right back. Chuck, you got to talk over the music. You can't do it. We'll be right back, folks.
Life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along.
Here we are, folks. We're back. And I'm trying to fashion... This is Kelso here in North Dakota trying to fashion a reply to Chuck. Chuck, let me speak, if you will. Let me ask you a question, Chuck, by way of answering yours. Do you consider Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president of the NRA, and he's the top man, and Chris Cox, their top lobbyist, do you think those two gentlemen are strong advocates for our Second Amendment?
No, I've never been real happy with them. I prefer
Okay, that's good. Okay, that gives me a point of departure here. But let me just assert they are very strong advocates for our Second Amendment.
Whoa. You just stated something as fact. You asked me for my opinion, and you said something as fact.
I understand. I got your opinion. That helps me place where you're coming from. But the five million plus strong NRA.
You are for soft gun control. You are for soft gun control. You're for the creeping gun control. Is that what I'm hearing from you? Trump was why I called you.
I don't remember saying control. That. Chuck, hang on, Chuck. Here's the point. You never let me get to the point. On Sunday, before the meeting at which he said that the police in Broward, the sheriff, were truly remiss in letting this guy go as far as he went, without taking that gun out of his hot little crazy hands, okay? And yes, there are moments in life when if you're a sheriff, you need to take the gun out of the guy's closet, take it out of his hands.
Without a judge.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to go into an wait a minute. Let me again understand what you're saying. You're saying it's one thing to say, okay, a guy's got a gun right now on me, in front of me, as a police officer, I'm going to disarm him.
Correct.
To go into a citizen's home, to go into a citizen's home and say, I'm going to take every gun here because I want to, and I'm going to search your home. And just, you know, and you know how the police search things, they destroy your home while they're doing it. We have the right on our own without any judicial review. No. You can't handle it.
We're not making a movie. We're not making a movie, and you're not the director, okay? Now, let me get to the point. Wayne LaPierre.
Without judicial review.
Chuck, we're going to get you your own radio show, okay? You're going to have your own radio show, and you can pay for it, too, by the way, okay? But meanwhile,
the only reason you're still on air is because yours is paid for. All the other guys on this platform are not paying to be on there.
Thank you for that. I can tell you really appreciate the show. Why do you listen to it, Chuck?
Simply because I wanted to find out just how the neocons.
I'm a neocon.
That's why I listen to you.
I'm a neocon. Okay,
of course,
Chuck.
You are.
Okay, Chuck, we're going to have to turn
the
volume down.
Are you not for war in the Middle East? Are you not for taking guns without judicial review? Okay. Are you not for these things that we've all stood up so strong against?
Chuck, can you look up the word filibuster? Could you look up the word filibuster, which is what you're doing right now?
I need to make sure that you understand my point of view.
Okay, Chuck. I'm going to ask the engineer to turn your volume down. Engineer, turn Chuck down for a second so I can reply to his filibuster. The Wayne LaPierre, head of the NRA, Chris Cox, the head lobbyist, they had dinner with Donald Trump Sunday before the meeting at which you're getting all excited about. They had dinner with Donald Trump directly after, the next night after that meeting. Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox are very happy with Donald Trump. And they are very adamant in their statement that Donald Trump is completely for the Second Amendment. He is the best friend of the Second Amendment we have ever had by far in the White House. That's Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox. And I'll tell you what, their opinion on this matter is a lot more authoritative, Chuck, than your personal hatred of Donald Trump. Thank you very much. Let's go to another topic. Chuck, we await your next anti-Trump phone call, and I'm not holding my breath that you'll ever have anything nice to say about Donald Trump, the man who is saving your bacon.
You monologue and then run.
Well, that's because I'm a neocon, Chuck, and
I'm for wars in the Middle East. You throw a lot of things in here. The gun owners of America have taken a much stronger stance against gun control than the NRA. The NRA is a pack. Okay, it is, and they went along with registration, and they have incrementally become weaker. Can you deny that?
Yes, I can, Chuck. Incrementally weaker against gun control than
gun owners of America.
Chuck, the NRA is now greater than 5 million members, and they are the most effective army of patriots in the country. And the fact that they're not, I mean, Chuck.
Hold me over. You and I are both very, very passionate. So let's just dial it down a little bit and have a conversation, shall we?
Well, our conversation for today is done, Chuck. Please. Thank you.
Because you can't handle it. Break. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks for the compliment, Chuck. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Lot to gain. Hey, we're back,
here,
folks.
Some might call me a good time fella. I ain't
we got Dennis in Indiana waiting on the line. Dennis, we'll get you in just a moment. Let's go back to... actually, I can connect the Italian election results with Chuck's comments about gun control, and that in this way. We on the right have a peculiar talent for splintering ourselves and calling each other names. For instance, Chuck just decided that I was a neocon. Paul, did you know that? Paul? We got Paul back here in a second. But the, also, I'm a gun grabber, and I can't take it. Biting commentary like Chuck's. Well, Chuck, wrong, my friend. And that ability to engage in combat with your own allies, to call your own National Rifle Association your enemy, to call Donald Trump, which is essentially what you just did, your enemy. That's our peculiar talent on the right, Chuck. for losing. We have, how did, who was that guy who called people? Luther. We have a particular talent for not winning in politics and in general. And the Italian election illustrates the opposite approach, winning. So let's go to those results. Because Matteo Salvini of the Lega, he could easily pick a fight with his allies in the other parties that also won so that they couldn't form a government. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it, Chuck? Fight with each other so you lose, so your enemies win. And that's what that approach, Chuck, achieves. You, sir, are achieving if you have your way. If you bash Trump enough, if you bash the NRA enough, if you bash the people that are saving your bacon enough, you can manage to lose. We've been doing it very well for more than half a century. Let's look at how that happens. In the election results in Italy, here are the results. The Five Star Movement got 32% of the vote. The Democratic Party, which is the establishment, got 19% of the vote. The Lega got 18% of the vote. The Forza Italia got 14% of the vote. The Fratelli d'Italia got 4.5% of the vote. And there's another thing called Free and Equal that got 3% of the vote. But folks, nobody there has anything close to a majority by themselves. It's only by working together that the Lega with 18% and the Forza Italia with 14% and the Fratelli d'Italia, that they can form a coalition and then also work with the Five Star Movement. The Forza Italia being Silvio Berlusconi's party. But that's the way to win. And let's go with that thought. Let's go to Dennis in Indiana. Dennis, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wondering. See, I'm a paraplegic, and I've had my share of troubles, you know, runs with the law because of sometimes the way I get mishandled by my wife and stuff, but we get in arguments. And you know what? When the police came out to my house one time because I called, and nobody gave them permission to go into the house itself. I'm out here on a Four Season porch is where I stay. And they just walked right in and talking to me and then talked to my wife. But they went in and started taking pictures of my house. And when my
yes,
wife
that's wrong.
The house.
Yes, that is, that's
that
very
was
wrong.
Completely wrong.
Yes,
okay,
that's
what
very
we
wrong.
Need to do as a nation. And even talking about Donald Trump and whoever else, and this guy, I believe, was a patsy. If the police were called down there 39 times, okay, what this nation needs to do in every county...
Wait. Dennis, who's a patsy?
Hmm?
Who was a patsy?
Oh, I believe that kid was a patsy. He being used. I do believe that kid. That
okay.
Coons kid
is
was
it,
a,
now, Dennis, I'm not there, so I don't know. But isn't it
right,
more
I
likely...
Know. I think he is.
Isn't
so.
It likely that somebody who is shooting children is in fact mentally ill, okay, is in fact a crazy man, and is in fact a killer. Isn't it, you know, by the principle of Occam's razor, that the most elegant solution is most likely to, the most logical solution is likely to be the actual situation. That killer, like Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook, okay, these guys are obviously crazy. They're suicidal. A guy who shoots himself is probably suicidal, as
right.
Adam Lanza was. Okay, so these are sick, demented people. I don't want to pick a fight with you over whether he was a patsy. But the point.
Oh, I don't either.
The police are totally wrong to push past you into your house. They're totally wrong to take pictures. And guess who would back you up on that? Donald John Trump. Okay.
Right. This
Donald
is what
Trump
I'm trying
made
to get
one,
at.
He made, and by the way, the whole thrust of his meeting at the White House was, I want schools hardened, meaning I want bullets flying back at crazy people like Adam Lanza and Nicholas Cruz. I want bullets flying back. And here's what Donald Trump's point was. And here's why he said, he didn't say this, but the point is summed up in this aphorism. When life or death is a matter of seconds, the police are only minutes away. Okay? So what Donald Trump wants is he wants us all as Americans. He wants us protected. He wants the kids protected in school, not after they're dead, not when the police arrive and are you know, forming their, what do they call it? They're staging. They're staging outside the school, which is doing. Their order was to stage outside the school while bang, 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 inside. Children are dying. Okay? Okay, but hang on. Donald Trump's approach is that when people are dying, you go in there and you fight. But here's the important point. The whole thrust, Chuck doesn't get it in Texas, the whole thrust of Donald Trump's idea on defending our defense, our Second Amendment defense, is he wants concealed carry, gym teachers, former Marines, cops, teachers in the school who've got a Beretta 9mm in their pants and who are trained in the safe use of that weapon. He wants them.
I'm
right
not against
there.
That.
Okay, okay. But
that's
but
not
Chuck
what I'm
is
calling
against,
for.
Is, okay, now, but Chuck is getting all, he's looking for some reason to condemn Donald Trump. And so a comment where Donald Trump simply makes the comment that the police were utterly remiss in the case of letting a guy like Adam Lanza or Nicholas Cruz.
Right. This is the point I'm trying to get at now.
Okay, let's go to your point.
They do have their cameras and stuff on them. Every time a policeman, knowing that they were called out to his place at least 39 times, okay, there should be a record given to the family when the police come out, or the FBI, or the CIA, or anybody affiliated with the Justice Department, to have people a copy of the video or the audio or both, or a copy of the written report from the beginning. And that way you wouldn't have guys like back when the one was John Stamler saying that guy had stopped and broke onto his property stealing something, and then he filed a false report to the police. Now, all the policemen in this nation should be, all the ones that are in law, when they come out to the house, they should, I mean, unless there's nobody else there, there should be somebody there, if they didn't arrest them or take them in, to hand them a video.
Yes, and Chuck,
audio
Chuck,
or
let me tell
copy
you. Yeah.
One or
Chuck,
the other. So they can
there
have
are
that.
A million, yeah, Chuck, there are a million
no, this
cops
is Dennis.
In America.
This is Dennis.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Dennis, excuse me, pardon me, but Dennis, there are a million cops in America. So how many instances are there of cops not doing their job the way they're supposed to, the way the Constitution requires? Okay, of course there are instances.
Yeah,
but,
we don't know. None of us know. Not a single one of us.
But hang on, Dennis. I've dealt with police, okay? And how many instances are there of police who actually do understand, as the sheriff of my county understands very, very well, that in fact, if you say no, you know, this is my house, you may not enter, they heed that. The general practice of cops is when you say that, they understand that, and they understand the Second Amendment, and they understand the Fourth Amendment, and they don't push past you. That's not the usual practice in America. Cops in America are generally, they are your neighbors. They are overwhelmingly patriots. They voted for Donald Trump. They served in your military. That's the overwhelming source of cops, is Marines and Air Force and Army.
I had a cousin, state trooper here, get shot. Right in Indiana, on the Grant Street ramp.
Yes. So the thank goodness, most of the sheriffs in America, overwhelmingly, they are patriots. There are bad apples. Scott Israel in Broward County is a bad apple. He is a gun grabber.
I agree.
He is a left winger.
I agree.
But he is the exception. And the,
and
the point
I'm
not I
saying
make,
every cop is like that. I'm saying if there was admissible stuff handed to people, and if they were brought to court by illegal, you know, by illegal procedures, lying procedures, then they would, that wouldn't happen if they had the written report or a copy of the video.
Yes, I understand. I understand that. But in overwhelmingly, sheriffs in America are like Sheriff Clark in Milwaukee. Sheriff Clark, a strong Trump supporter and a strong Second Amendment supporter, he wouldn't dream of, and he wouldn't allow any of his sheriffs, his deputies, to push past a citizen and defy their Second and Fourth Amendment rights. He wouldn't dream of that. And that's generally the case in America.
And in those cases
where police don't act professionally and violate your rights, of course, they should be held to account for that. And when they make mistakes, they should, in fact, pay for those mistakes and be brought up short on those mistakes. Of course. But Donald Trump is, in fact, the strongest Second Amendment man we have ever had in the White House in our lifetime.
I'm not doubting that. Yeah. I'm doubting the police that don't report properly.
Yes, but remember, there are a million police, and how you're going to have a million police where none of them act unprofessionally or don't understand even what their actual power should be. That's be nice, but that would be a fairy tale. Of course, there are going to be abuses, but overwhelmingly, police want, and they say this over and over again, police want an armed citizenry. They want the Second Amendment, and they understand that they are, in fact, minutes away when your life is a matter of seconds. They know that.
I know that.
That's what, and there you go.
I wouldn't want to do their job knowing that you could pull somebody over, and next thing you're shot in the head, or you're parked right next to them waiting for the light or whatever, and somebody blows you in the head. I know that happens because I've heard about it right there in Gary, Indiana. I've seen a guy get shot in Gary, Indiana. And it never made the news. It never made the newspaper.
Yes. And Dennis, where I want to steer...
The U.S. Steel.
I sort of want to steer the story here like Paul Harvey does, and that's the rest of the story. The story here tonight is, folks, is that when, and this is a general theme on this show, this pro-Trump show, that's is that when we cooperate with each other as patriots, we can actually win. And when we can win. Donald Trump proved it. The Italians just proved it yesterday, our Italian brothers and sisters, as our British cousins proved with Brexit, which was a tough fight. They just barely won, but they won. And they won as Nigel, and let me send this out to Chuck. Chuck, you don't like Wayne LaPierre, you don't like Chris Cox, you don't like the NRA, you don't like Donald Trump. How about Nigel Farage? The man who brought us Brexit, the man who salvaged the United Kingdom Independence Party, a real hero. I'm with Nigel Farage, just to sum it all up. When Nigel Farage said, you heard him say it on this show the other night, of all the decisions I've made in my life, the best choice and best decision I ever made was to support Donald Trump. Now that, when a hero like Nigel Farage says that, that carries weight with me. That's a man I respect. And
we also need honest policemen is what I'm talking about. Honest policemen. And we gotta have a good police.
But Dennis, we've got them.
Relationship.
We've got them. These people that have nothing but rotten experiences with police, I wonder where they were when they passed out the luck. Okay, I'm 69 years old. I've had many, I've, like anybody my age, I've had many, encounters with police. And in 69 years, I've never had a cop be anything but polite, never do anything to violate any of my rights. And I've had, I've heard them express the thoughts I just mentioned, that, they like an armed populace and they do love the Constitution and they are patriots. I've had that heard that expressed by police over and over again. I'll refer to another person who has spoken on the subject. Rudy Giuliani, certainly a lot of experience with police in New York City. Rudy Giuliani said that among police, he's surrounded by police. He's got security all the time. He has to have it. And he deals with police nonstop. Rudy Giuliani, who was mayor of New York City, he said, in all my travels around the country stumping for Donald Trump, with all the hundreds and thousands of police that I've dealt with, I haven't found one yet who didn't vote for Donald Trump. Think about that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
All right.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Take a look.
We're back, folks, and we're going to run out of time here, so I'll just kind of wrap it up. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Dennis, and thank you even to Chuck. You know, folks out there in the audience, you know, they love a good fight on radio, and I love a good fight. And Chuck, I think he gave me a good fight. So I'll step into the ring with you anytime, Chuck. And it brings things out. You know, you find out what's going on here when people actually duke it out, you know, right on the air. I wanted to cover one other thing, which is, I think maybe that's too much, but I wanted to cover Donald Trump putting tariffs on steel and aluminum, and I wanted to play Peter Navarro defending it, the author of Death by China, a genius who understands the threat of China to the United States and how China, you know, we are just suckers for having the lowest tariffs in the world. And we do. And we let anybody bring their products into our country and exploit our market, sell by manipulating their own currencies. They can manipulate the prices on their goods so that they can destroy any Native American industries. And our steel industry is on its back. Our aluminum industry is on its back. And folks, Donald Trump understands the practicalities of things. That's what he is, a businessman. He understands the practicality of a crazy. He looks at the eyes of a guy like Adam Lanza or Nicholas Cruz, and he goes, we got a problem here. And he wants to solve it right there. He doesn't want to go back for the 39 times to try to figure out what to do with a guy. Well, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh. Figure out what to do with a guy who is dead set on killing people. And that does not apply to us patriots, to the general public. That is not the category that we are in. But there are people in that category. And it's a basic principle in law that does not violate the Second Amendment. Across the realm of law, there are emergency provisions. There are and courts, including courts. This is part of legal practice. Judges understand when somebody, when a an officer has to take an action and then retroactively justify it in court, judges do that all the time. It is not a fundamental principle of law that you can't move, you can't breathe, you can't take an action unless you have a court order from a judge. No, that is not the law, and it's not the practice that our people have engaged in for thousands of years. We've never been such dumb bunnies that we wouldn't act when we had to act. And that's all that Donald Trump was saying. You had these crazy people. Why didn't somebody do something to stop these guys before they killed children? In the case of, Adam Lanza, 6 and 7 year olds. So anyway, so that's sort of our theme tonight. The good news, I want to leave you with the good news, the high point. Thank you for bringing some articles in, Paul, on the victory, the stunning victory yesterday in Italy of people like Matteo Salvini. Exactly parallel to Donald Trump. It's the same Trump phenomenon going on around the world. And it's something we ought to celebrate, not attack our own. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Thanks, folks. Thank you, Paul.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.